The Guardian.
I'm with Andrew Sparrow, our senior political correspondent. David Davis has resigned as an MP, the Shadow Home Secretary. Andy, what's he hoping to achieve by this resignation?
That's a very good question, and no one's entirely quite sure. This is a truly bizarre resignation because he is resigning as an MP and as subsequently as Shadow Home Secretary to make a point about the 42-day detention plans and the government's general approach to civil liberties. What is bizarre is that the Conservative Party agrees with him. The Conservative Party voted against 42-day detention last night, but David Davis, in a short statement, has said he feels so strongly about this that he wants the chance to put this directly to the electors in his constituency.
Is there any precedent for this? An MP or a senior member of the Shadow Cabinet resigning on an issue, a single issue of principle?
There have been by-elections on single issue. I'm thinking back to the Imperial Trade by-election in, I think, 1931, where Beaverbrook wanted to... It was a famous one because it was the one where Baldwin attacked the press barons, Beaverbrook and Lord Rothermere, who were campaigning for Imperial preference. It was the sort of protectionism of its day, and this dominated the by-election campaign. And when individual Labour MPs joined the SDP, some of them resigned to sort of fight a seat on whether it was right to join the SDP, and those became by-elections about where the Labour Party was going. But to fight a by-election in support of a policy which your party actually agrees with is truly odd.
Is there any doubt that he'll win this by-election? Because voters don't necessarily like being told to vote in an election which isn't strictly necessary.
No, they don't. I mean, it's always... By-elections, they don't cost a huge amount of money, but they generate money. Councils have to pay for them. Someone has to pay all the tellers and the counters. It isn't necessary, but the Liberal Democrat, he has a healthy majority in a seat. It's at Halton Price and Howden. It's in a sort of posh part of sort of the northeast, quite near Hull, and he has a healthy majority with Lib Dems in second place. And he spoke to Nick Clegg last night and has secured the agreements of the Lib Dems not to stand, because the Lib Dems also are opposed to the government stance. There have also been suggestions from Labour that they might not stand too, which would make sense. They haven't got any money. They're on the verge of bankruptcy. And what's the point in standing in a seat where they only collected, I think, about 6,000 votes at the 2005 election? So unless something sort of truly extraordinary happens, which, given this is a truly extraordinary development, I wouldn't rule anything out. But certainly, on the basis of what we know now, he must be almost certain to win.
Is it wise of the Lib Dems to do a deal with David Davis?
Well, I think from their point of view, there's no guarantee of winning this seat. They haven't got a lot of money either. They are fighting the Conservatives in a lot of seats. What seems to me to be going on is David Davis wants to be able to come back to Parliament with a mandate to say to David Cameron, I've been elected on the basis that we must repeal this legislation as soon as we get into power, and we must never ever sign up to ID cards. And it's conceivable that if he gets runs a successful campaign, wins by a large majority, he could come back with a big standing in the party, and then David Cameron is going to find he has less room for manoeuvre at the time of the general election.
Well, David Cameron's announced that Dominic Grieve will be the new Shadow Home Secretary. Will he be happy to stand aside and let David Davis have his job back if he so asks?
Well, we just don't know. What we don't know is whether at the end of this process, sort of David Davis comes back with his standing in the party somehow enhanced, or whether a lot of Conservative activists and MPs have thought about it, decided it's a silly waste of time, it's a stunt by an egotist, and whether he comes back as someone with his political capital diminished. At this stage, it's too early to tell. We also don't know whether David Davis is someone who's fought for the leadership twice already. He's relatively young. He's in his 50s, I think. He'd be only human if he's thinking, well, hang on, there's a chance that David Cameron could trip up at some point in the future and maybe the party will look to me. Maybe he'll decide that he'd rather be a powerful big beast on the back benches, delivering speeches about libertarian issues, and be waiting there for the moment that David Cameron trips up. We just don't know. It's impossible to tell. But all those scenarios are plausible.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.